Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Spencer Quinn. He's written 20-plus crime fiction novels, and he's also written the very popular Chet and Bernie mystery series, which involves a dog and his companion solving mysteries. Hello, Spencer.
Hi. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, the fourth in the series is The Dog Who Knew Too Much. What's this one about?
Well, all the books in the series concern the Little Detective Agency, which is Bernie Little Detective and his dog, Chet. Chet narrates all these stories, but he's not a human in a dog suit. He has no human abilities. He can't talk or anything like that. So what you get on the page is the canine narrative that's in his head. In this particular case, there's a boy who's gone missing from a wilderness camp that's actually in Colorado, and Chet and Bernie are hired to find him, and it leads to a lot of backwoods adventures.
How'd you come up with the Chet and Bernie series, the idea?
My wife said to me one day, you should do something with dogs. And one thing about the novel writing business, sometimes 6 months worth of work can happen in 30 seconds. And the opposite is true, too. And that's what happened. I knew for some reason just right away that I wanted this narrator that I was explaining, that, you know, the dog would tell the story and it would be in the first person, that they would be detectives, just like Holmes and Watson, where Dr. Watson tells the story in the first person.
Now, that's kind of risky, I would think. I mean, you had so much success writing crime fiction before that, and then in 2009, all of a sudden you're writing about a dog and his human companion.
Yes, I am. And of course, but I love to do new things. And actually, this is quite a challenge because Chet is, you know, in most mystery fiction, you follow a logical chain of clues. It's just the way the plot of a mystery novel follows the solving of a real crime. And they're very parallel courses. So solving of a real crime has to do with following a chain of logical clues. Well, Chet is incapable of doing that. And even if he were, when some important clue came, he'd smell a Cheeto under a couch and would be gone for, you know, the next 30 seconds and miss it. So he's really a classic unreliable narrator. And so it made it a real challenge, and I love writing challenging stuff.
Now, I see it's considered mystery adult fiction.
Yes.
But really, this is for kids as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I get emails all the time from teenagers who are reading this series. So I love that it's had that crossover.
What do you think is next for Chet and Bernie?
Well, in the fall of 2012, in September of 2012, A Fistful of Collars comes out. In A Fistful of Collars, they live in the valley. It's never really specified where it is, but it's in the Southwest. And the mayor is trying to attract Hollywood to come and make movies there, as mayors often do. And the star of this supposed movie is a very problematic guy, and Bernie and Chet are hired to sort of babysit him. And that leads to a lot of problems.
Can you maybe get Clint Eastwood to do a cameo?
That would be very nice. That would be very nice indeed, yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, and I hope we're not giving too much away here, you used to write under the name Peter Abrahams when you wrote your crime fiction.
Yes.
And you've had some very successful books that have been made into movies as well. Give people a little bit of background.
Well, yes, under Peter Abrahams, which is the name of my driver's license, I've written 17 standalone crime fiction novels, including Oblivion, End of Story, and The Fan. And I also have written a lot for kids. And under the name Peter Abrahams, I still do write for kids. I have a series with Philomel called Robbie Forrester and the first one is called Robbie Forrester and the Outlaws of Sherwood Street. So I do write under both names. But what happened with Spencer Quinn, the Chet and Bernie series, it's so much a side of my personality that had not ever gotten into the books, a much lighter side. The crime fiction books are fairly dark. Like, if you know, for example, The Fan, that's a fairly dark story. A much lighter side of me that never really got out. And in fact, it's very Chet-like, I think, and I really enjoy writing from that voice.
Once again, this is the fourth in the Chet and Bernie mystery series. It's called The Dog Who Knew Too Much, and the author is Spencer Quinn. Spencer, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.